With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the U.S. is announcing what officials say could be the final package of military aid to Ukraine unless Congress approves supplemental funding legislation that has stalled on Capitol Hill.
The weapons are worth up to $250 million and include an array of air defense munitions, other missiles, artillery, anti-armor systems, and other equipment. The aid is provided through the Presidential Drawdown Authority and will be pulled from Pentagon stocks. But the Pentagon says currently there's no more funding to replace the weapons taken from department stocks, which could affect American military readiness. President Joe Biden is urging Congress to pass a $110 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. It includes money to help replenish Pentagon stocks and $14 billion for U.S. border security. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Prosecutors seek to bar Donald Trump from injecting politics into his federal election interference trial, correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Special counsel Jack Smith's office is asking a judge to bar Trump's lawyers from raising what they call irrelevant political issues or arguments, including that the prosecution is vindictive and selective or was coordinated by President Biden. The motion to preclude Trump from introducing broad categories of arguments is a way for prosecutors to try to set parameters on what information they believe the jury should or should not hear. It was filed as the case is effectively on hold during an appeal of the former president's claims that he's immune from prosecution for acts taken while in the White House. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 111 points, the Nasdaq rose 24, the S&P 500 advanced 6, oil down $1.46 to $74.11 a barrel. This is SRN News. A challenge to America's churches.
Sports gaming is taking the nation by storm, and addiction experts say it's only a matter of time before a new wave of gambling addicts begins to crash upon America's shores. Janet Jacobs of Gambling Recovery Ministries tells Christianity Today that churches should be preparing themselves right now, adding that, quote, there really is very little in terms of faith-based outreach to problem gamblers and their loved ones. Some predict the gambling problem will rival the opioid epidemic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legislative sessions begin next year in most states, and there haven't been many abortion-related bills filed yet. But National Right to Life says several states might consider laws like one in Idaho that makes it illegal to transport a minor for an abortion without parental consent. Enforcement in Idaho is currently on hold. Missouri lawmakers introduced measures with making it possible to file homicide charges against women who have abortions. This is SRN News. Correspondent Seth Sutel reports on today's market activity.
Wall Street drifted to a slightly higher close as trading remained light on this holiday-shortened week. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Wednesday. The Dow rose 111 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%. With just two more trading days left in the year, major U.S. indexes are on track to post hefty annual gains. The S&P 500 is up more than 24% for the year. The Nasdaq Composite, which is weighted heavily with technology companies, is up 44%. Seth Sutel, New York.
GOP Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is shifting congressional districts to a more conservative seat on the opposite side of the state to improve her chances of staying in office. Boebert announced that she was switching from her district to the seat being vacated by retiring Congressman Ken Buck. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.